Okay, we're starting at the bottom of Medtet and Medtet by the Mishnah. Mishnah is going to deal with a boar. We'll just read through the Gemara here on Pshat according to Rashi. Then we'll point out the issues that Tosfos has with some of the way that Rashi learns over here. So, Chofer boar b'shut yachid uptacho the reshut rabim. He dug the boar in his property, but he opened the boar up into the reshut rabim. Oh, Rishut Rabim, he takes the boar underneath the Rishut Rabim, Utsachod Rishut Yachid, open it up into his property. Rishut Yachid, Utsachod Rishut Yachid, it's in the Rishut Yachid, and he opened it into Rishut Yachid, Acher, Chayat. In all these instances, he is Chayat. Now, the basic principle, this is what Tosfos says that the Mishnah lays out here, is that wherever the boar opens, right, that's where the boar is considered to be. And that's irrelevant where the underneath or the Chlala boar is, it's got to do with where Petah. Right, the petach of the boar is. So now we have to discuss what are the issues or why are you chayav? For instance, when you're chofer boar b'shut yachid uptachol b'shut rabim, it's obvious. Why are you chayav? Because you opened it into the b'shut rabim. The other hand, when you're digging under chlal b'shut rabim and you open up into b'shut yachid, right? And why in that instance are you chayav? Because Rashi says that you were machkir b'shuto. After you had dug the boar inside of Rishut Yachid, you're a maskir the property around it. Then it becomes like a boar Rishut Rabin because you maskir your property around it. The other possibility, the other way to do it, as was mentioned, is. Alright, so we'll get to all the Yachidushim. The Tosfos also mentions that the possibility is that he's matmidim. He puts it adjacent to the Rishut Rabin, which is that he digs the boar right up against the Rishut Rabim. In that case, he'll also be Chayat, even though technically he didn't dig into the Rishut Rabim, but because he's adjacent, that would make him Chayat. Now, Rishut Yachid, Uptachol Rishut Yachid, right, Rashi says that he dug it in his property, and then opened it up into his friend's property. He said they dug it in his own property, opened it in his friend's property, and then the friend, or the second party where it's opened, is Maskir the Rishuto. That's what Rashi says the case is. That's the only way, right, that explain this, that since it wasn't in Rishut Atzmo and the other person was Mafkir, it nevertheless, right, that person is Chayav for exposing, for opening up the board there. Because the one who's Mafkir the Rishut is the one who creates the board Rishut Rabin. Even though the other party dug the board, nevertheless, when he's Mafkir Rishuto, he's the one who becomes responsible because he brings the Rabin to the board. On the other hand, the Re gives an unbelievable Havamina here. The Re suggests over here that if it's Rishut Yachid, Uptachol Rishut Yachid Acher, that is that he dug a boar in his own Rishut, then he opens it into his friend's Rishut, and you have to do this. Why? Because there's a Havamina. This is this Havamina that the Re says. It's just a low tema of Uptachol Rishut Rabim who dechayav deshchichei Rabim. Don't say that the only time you're chayav for boar is when there is in a public thoroughfare, because you need lots of people there. Umaske, aval b'rishut yachid, lech l'mecha shel niske yachidi patur. Case b'rishut yachid, whereas one person, he'll be careful, it's not such a big deal, you won't be, you'll be a patur. Right? And that's the recess over here, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here, that even when you open up a boar into b'rishut yachid, it's still chayav, the boar is not my responsibility, because boar b'rishut rabim is the classic form of boar, and boar b'rishut yachid is just not a boar, that's just not a qualified mazik, in the sense of the Arvin Zakim that the Torah spoke about. It's amazing. I mean, the Gemara's conclusion is no, that's what the Mishnah says. But it's an amazing Havamina that the Re suggests over here. Now, according to Rashi and the others, that it's easy to say that over here, that you could have just opened it in his own Rishut. Dago Boren is Rishut Yachid, and then Maskir Rishut Yachid, and you end up with the same case as well, meaning that it's not necessary to have you dig it into someone else's property. But either way, so it says that the Mishnah kept a parallel structure of dug it under one place, opened it in another place. But even though in this case it's not necessarily relevant. Right, Tana Rabbanan. Chover bor b'shut yachid. He digs in b'shut yachid. Uptacho the b'shut rabim. Right, and then he opens it up into the b'shut rabim. Chayav. And it says, Chayav is zehu abor amur b'torah div rabi shmal. So it says, this is the bor of the Torah. You dig it under your property, open up b'shut rabim. That's the bor of the Torah. Here's where he's matkir his reshut and not the boar. You still own the boar, That's the bore that is found right in the Torah. I mean, the cases in our Mishnah where you dug the bore in your private property, then you're mafkir your shut around it. That's the classic case of bore in the Torah. So now we're going to have two explanations as to why or what the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are in this point. Now why, according to Rabbi, it seems here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that if you mafkir the property around the bore, you'll be patur. Meaning that it's only when you open it to Rishut Rabbi that you chayav. So Rashi gives the reason or the logic between Rabbi Shmuel to being about Rabbi Shmuel lo modi le Rabbi Kiva. Why? But bor b'shuto kazar b'kiachrana lechav Rishuti lav lechubi anan behezek edafkarte. When I'm doing something for the public benefit, I'm giving them property. When I give them property, I'm intending to give them the property, but not take the responsibility. Meaning that whatever is good, I've given. I did a favor for them. They can't come now and make a claim against me for nezek. Right, that once they've done something, they've added on to the Shuddha Rabim and made it public good, then don't come after me now to find the bore. You want to deal with it, let the public deal with it. It's not, you know, it's not my issue anymore. That's the way Rashi is. Tosfos said that he doesn't feel that that's the right answer here, because later on in the Gemara, it's going to sound like, according to the Kuli Alma, when you put your bore adjacent to the Shuddha Rabim, right, that everybody would agree that you're chayav. It suggests that even Rabbi Shmuel believes that you can create a pesalah to the rabbim, even though you could say, "What are you doing over here?" So he said that Tosfos suggests that the answer of the Baal Habor is Torcha b'shuti my vice, right? So that what is your shore doing in my property? You shouldn't have come so close to my private property. And yeah, right, there is a shuti rabbim there, but my bor is b'shuti yachid, and you shouldn't get so close to my b'shuti yachid. So what is your shore doing in my bor? And that's Rabbi Shmuel's taina. It's not a taina that I only do things for the benefit of Rishut Rabim. I'm not going to take responsibility, but rather, I have private property. Private property, you have to keep a distance from. The fact that you didn't keep a distance, right, shows me that that's your problem. Now, it's not my issue. So again, we have a focus Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, which we're about to dissect, according to Rabban of Yosef. We have a Mishnah that has three cases in it. Again, when it opens up to Rishut Rabim, it's very easy to explain the Mishnah, you know, what the problem is there. Problem is, when he opens up the Rishut Yachid, what is going on? So we said before that he's mafkir the Rishut that is, right, around it. And being mafkir the Rishut around it, right, that is what causes the problem. It opens up the problem. Again, we have to explain this according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how they fit into all these cases of the Mishnah, right? And then, the last case here is that we have a case where it's in Rishut Yachid and it opens into another Rishut Yachid. According to Rashi, it could have written simply Rishut Yachid, because no real Kiddush here. But Rashi says they parallel structure, it says for the Mishnah, everybody opens up to the Rishut Yachid, and then he's mafkir, the other person's mafkir the Rishuto. Then it also, right, in that case, he's Chayav, the Ri, give us a huge Kiddush, that maybe there would have been a happening that you're patur for board Rishut Yachid, because right, it's not in a public domain, and if it's not in the public domain, there's a possibility, right, that I should be patur, and the Maskanata Sugya is that, no, right, that's not the case. And again, Tosus asks on the Ri, and says that for the Ri, it's difficult, the Sugya that we said before, that once you're responsible to pay the Bala Chatzir for the boar, right, then it's on the obligations on the Bala Chatzir to fill it in. Right, so, right, so if you pay Nezek for that boar, why is he Chayav for the boar that's in someone else's property? He really isn't Chayav for it, it's the one whose property it is that becomes the one that's Chayav for it. It sounds a little bit or more like Rashi over here. Now, Rabba's explanation of the Machlokes. I'm a Rabba. But Bor B'Shuta Rabim Kulei Amal Lo Pligi D'Bechayav. Everybody agrees that when you're talking about Bor B'Shuta Rabim, you're Chayav. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees to this. My time, I'm a Grah. Yivtach V'Chi Yisrael. Im Ala Psicha Chayav, Ala Kriya Lo Goshikein. If he's Chayav for opening, meaning that Bor is already dug, that's covered, and you open it up, you're Chayav. Ala Kriya Lo Goshikein. If you actually dig the Bor, certainly in that instance, you're going to be chayav. Ela shall escape ticha, shall escape kriya ba'alo. It has nothing to do with what, where the boar is found, or the ownership of the boar, but what? You're digging, and you're uncovering, and what makes you chayav. Independent of who owns, or where the location of this boar is. That's the issue here, is that I dug the boar. I dug it in Rishut Rabim. Yeah, I don't own it, you're right, but I'm chayav because I did it. Right? That's the obligation of kriya. And as Tosfos points out here, that we see the Mechilta says over here, why is it right Psicha and Kriya? To teach you ain't own Shemin Adin. I mean, what type of Kabbalah Chomer is this? We think in general, you don't need Adin. So you need the piece on the Kriya because you don't have a Kabbalah Chomer. So Tosfos says over here, our Gemara disagrees. Our Gemara believes Onshin min Adin. And we actually had that in a number of places here. We had it on Daud Amud Bet. Tosfos said the same thing by Edom Zomimim. Right? Why is it Kasher Asta? By Edom Zomimim, we say that Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asta. That only applies to Yisurim. By Mamon, we say Kasher Asta. Why? Because it's a Kabbalah Chomer. And your Onshin min Adin when it comes to Mamon. And so this is again, in the beginning of the Masechta, it says the same thing, that the Baal, we believe that you are Onshin Min Adin. When it comes to Mamon, we are Onshin Min Adin. That's why the Baal here has a opportunity to use Al-Kriya for a limus, because it could have learned it from a Kabbalah Chomer. It's Dinei Mamon, so it could have done it through a Kabbalah Chomer. Lo Nechluku, where is the Machlokes? What's the Nekudat Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel Meir? Give a boar b'shut O. It's a boar that's in his own property when he is matkir the property around it. Rabbi Kiva said, very boar b'shut O, Nami Chayav. You're also Chayav for a boar b'shut O, Dichtiv. What does the pasuk say? Baal habor. Right? Who pays for the boar? The baal habor. If it's a baal habor, it means that he owns the boar. Where's the only place that he can own the boar? It's in the shuta yachid. So that's the case there of a boar. The islay baalim kama rachmana. And even in that case, you will be chayav. Yisrael zover, baal hatakala. Baal habor doesn't mean you own the boar. It means whoever is responsible for the, right, the problem. Responsible for the block or the stumbling, the obstacle that is here. That's the one who is chayav. So that is the machlokes going to Rabba. Everybody agrees Rishut Rabim, Chayav. Rishut Yechid, where you makir the Rishut around it. Then Rabbi Kiva believes you're Chayav, because it says Bala Bor. You own the Bor, you're Chayav. Then Rabbi Shmuel says you're Patur, either because of what Rashi said, because he said, when I was makir the property, I only do it to my benefit, not to my detriment. According to Tosfos, it says, Shorcha Rishutim, Abai, what are you doing in my property? You should have kept your shore away from my property. Now, Ella, how do you explain the braisa that we saw before, which is Zehu Bor Amur Batara, the cover of Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva say that the boar b'shut yachid, that's the boar in the Torah? Rabbi Kiva agrees even boar b'shut rabim is chayav. So why is that the only boar in the Torah? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can understand zehu abor amor b'Torah because he says only b'shut rabim is what's in the Torah, not b'shut yachid. But Rabbi Kiva includes both cases. So what is the zehu? These are the four. So zehu boar shepatoch abatul tchilah l'teshlumin. Because this is the boar that the Torah first speaks about when it comes to coming to payment. Bala boar yishalim. The first boar that we talk about is the boar b'shut yachid. That's the first one addressed by the Torah when it comes to payment. Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef explains the machlokes differently. Rav Yosef, Amar b'bor b'shut yachid, kulam alo pligid demechayev. Everybody agrees when you're talking about a boar b'shut hayachid, meaning that you're master of the property around it, everyone agrees you're chayav. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, my taima, bala boar amar rachmana. Just like we said the limud for Rabbi Kiva before, now both agree to this limud. That means that the owner of the boar is chayav. But boar the Ilay Bama Maskina, we're talking about a boar that has ownership. That only happens when you have a boar b'shut yachid and you maskir the property around it. Pibli yei b'boar b'shut rabim. We've seen this before, that there's a daya, that boar b'shut rabim, you would be patur. Now where's the machlokes? The machlokes is in when you have a boar b'shut rabim, are you chayav or not? Rishmael is over, boar b'shut rabim, nami chayav. Rishmael believes that boar b'shut rabim is also chayav, dichtiv. Why is it said? Kiptach v'chichre. Not that you dug your own bore, not that you opened your own bore, but you dug and you opened, even though it's not your bore, you are chayav. Rabbi Kiva, hanu mitzrak tzrichi. No, we can't learn that from those limud, those words. Why? Right, I would have thought, if it only written kiftach, then the only time that a kisui protects you is if you open the bore, you can close it with a kisui. Correct. But if you dig a bore, lo sagi lebi kisui at the time lebi. Right, you have to fill it in. Meaning that you have to replace or rectify whatever you did. If you just open the bore, you can close it. If you dug the bore, you gotta fill it in. So that's why both of them have to be written to tell you that both of them a kisui is sufficient. So you got the brachon of a kiachre. What happens if Torah just wrote kiachre? They don't solve our problem. Now we know. To have a mina kriya who's a bai kitsui. Then I would have thought only when you dig it, you have to cover it. Shum David Master. Because you're the one who actually dug the bore. Therefore, you have to take care of it. About Boteach, the Lavan Master, you're not the one who dug the bore. Fine, he covered it. You uncovered it. You never did any action that created the bore. Aim a kitsui nami loiva. Maybe I don't even have to put the kitsui back. That's the bala bore's problem, or the bore's one who dug the bore's problem. Kamash Malon, then in each of these cases, one, a kitsui is sufficient. When you dig the bore, and number two is when you uncover a bore, you are responsible to recover the bore. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, you actually put tour, the bore, beer, shoot up, Rabbi, Elamai, Zehu, bore, amur, batara, the cover, Rabbi Shmuel.
What's the logic? It would be chayav and bore, shoot up, it wouldn't be
Right, you have to own. In order to be a mazik, you have to own the mazik.
Yeah, it's okay when we explain according to Rabbi Akiva, there was a mafkir around the divorce.
Right. That's exactly the case, right, for Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, I'm going to correct the Kamar of Yishmael. So how does he say this is the Bora that the Torah said? In fact, Rabbi Akiva, I understand. He says, Zeh Omar B'Torah, only Rishut Echid Echad, Rishut Rabbeim, you are Patur. Zeh Omar B'Torah, so now what is Rabbi Yishmael saying? Rabbi Yishmael says everything's Kaya. Zeh Omar B'Torah, Bola Katuk, Chilad Yizakim. That's the first case of the Torah. Kivtach, B'Chichre, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that is the case of Bor Rishut HaRabbeim. Now, if you remember, Rabbi Yishmael has a famous opinion. We brought this Mark Pesachim, right, on Daf Dalet, and also here in Daf Chaf Ted Amud Bet, we brought the position, the famous position of Rabbi Yishmael, which is the Amar Rav Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Dvarim, Einan Birshuto Shel Adam. Two things are not in the possession of a person, but Asana Katuv Kilein Birshuto, and the person puts them in his possession. Elain Bor Birshuto Rabbi, Bechamei Bishisho Tumala. I'm sorry, Pesachim Vav Bet. Right, and here in Chafter Mivet, this is Rabbi Shmuel, the Shita Tom. Rabbi Shmuel has to hold that, but here, that Bor Rishut Rabbim is Chayav. Now, according to both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they say that. But it's clear here that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that principle, according to Rabbi Yosef, of Rabbi Shmuel. And that's exactly why you're Patur. Right? The fact that you're Chayav or Bor Rishut Rabbim is a Chidush. You don't own it, it's not you. And yet, it's still Chayav for it. The Torah places it in your ownership to make you Chayav. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Chidush. But he says, I don't have a legal for that. I don't have anywhere that tells me that. I only know Bora Balabor Yishalim. And the owner, then you're Chayav. You're not an owner in Rishut HaRabbim. Right now, the Gemara is going to challenge the positions of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef explaining they make of it. Achofer Bor Rishut HaRabbim, Uptachol Rishut Yachid, Patur. And someone digs a Bor Rishut HaRabbim and then opens it up into Rishut Yachid. So this is what you wanted to know. Who cares, right, David? That is why he dug it under Rishut HaRabbim. Apo Pishin Rashay Lasot Kain. Even though he has no permission to do as such, the fishay no sim cloud tap of Rishut HaRabbim. You're not allowed to dig, hollow out under the Rishut HaRabbim, dig caves under the Rishut HaRabbim, that's not your property.
It's public property.
Right, it's public property still under there, even though you're not causing a takala, since you're in violation of public property, then nevertheless you are patur. So despite that, how fair, borok zichim umarok Rishut HaYachid. So I'm going to go ahead and dig borot, shichim, u'me'arot in the private property of the Chol Rishut HaRabbim, chayah. Then it's in Shechayah. But chofer borot, Rishut HaYachid, smucha the Rishut HaRabbim. So I'm going to dig borot in the Rishut HaYachid that is juxtaposed, adjacent to the Rishut HaRabbim, but elo, chofrim, lushin, patur. If you're digging for foundations of houses, then you are patur. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, mechayah, yivad shetim, chitzah, sarah. You're chayav even those cases that you make a 10 tefachim high mechitza, or actually a chik makom b'shtar v'gle adam, or makom b'shtar v'gle b'ma, or bat tefachim. Unless you pull into your property for tefachim, you're going to be chayav in all these cases. Now, the Gemara is going to go through. You have three cases here, right? The case of open the Rishuta Yachid, right, where he dug under the Rishuta Rabim, he opens up into the Rishuta Yachid, and now, obviously, the Havamina here is that he's mafkir the Rishuta around it, otherwise, what's there to talk about? He opens up his own property. Alright, so then, you have that one case, you say patur. Then we say by the case of Rishut HaRabbim, you open up into the Rishut HaRabbim, you are Chayav. And then you have another case of Ushin, where you dig it around for your foundations. Even if you go right up against the Rishut HaRabbim, nevertheless you are Patur. But so implicit from that is that if you weren't digging for foundations, you would be Chayav. So there you have two cases of Rishut HaYachid. One case where in Rishut HaYachid you're Patur, and one case in Rishut HaYachid where you are Chayav. Now how do we do this? Time of the Lushim, the Gemara Darshan, right? The deal. It's because he dug for foundations and you're Patur, because that's accepted. I mean, that's the regular societal way to go, that people dig foundations near the Rishut HaRabbim. Halav the Lushim Chayav. If you do not do it for foundations, you would be Chayav if you dug a bor adjacent to the Rishut HaRabbim, even though it's in your private property. Hi, Mani. How do you solve this? Right. Bishlam of the Rabba. According to Rabba, it's easy. Where is Machlokes going to Rabba? According to Rabba, that's exactly the Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. It's Bor Rishut HaYachid. Bor Rishut HaRabbim, everybody says it's Chayav. So that's the middle case. But Bor Rishut HaYachid, we have Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says you are Chayav. Rabbi Shmuel says you are Patur. That's how we explain this Raisa. One is the opinion, Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel. The case in the Reisha that says when you dig in Rishut HaYachid, you are Patur. Who is that? That's Rabbi Shmuel. The Seifa that says that only when you dig it for foundations are you Patur. But if you dug it regularly in Rishut HaYachid, you'd be Chayav. Say for Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. Hello, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, how is he going to explain this bright so? Bishlam say for Dibri Yaakov. Right. The last case where it says Chayav and Shutei Yachid, that works okay. But then Dio, that works every time. Now the ratio of money. Who's going to be the ratio who says Patur and Shutei Yachid? First Rabbi Yosef, Kuli Alma, you're Chayav in Rishu Derbi Chesed. Lo Rabbi Shmuel, but Lo Rabbi Kiva. Dharma Lacha, Rabbi Yosef, Kula Divrei Akel, he's going to everyone. But Rishu, Shlo Hifkir, Lo Rishu Dov, Lo Korov. I'll explain to you, the Rishu is very easy. Who says he was Mafkir, the Rishu is around it? The first case, he's digging Rishu Derbi, and in that, he's Patur. It says, so what's the Kiddush over here? The Kiddush is, despite the fact that he is, he dug into under Rishu Rabbim, right? That he dug under the Rishu Rabbim, he can still say, Shokha b'Rishuti Mabayit. Right? So that he's saying, what's your Shor doing on this? Even though you're not permitted to dig a Kalala under Rishu Rabbim, still, the fact that you access the boar from my property already makes you in the wrong. And therefore, I'm not going to be culpable, even though you fell into the Rishu Rabbim, the Kalala boar is in Rishu Rabbim, but since you entered into my property to fall into it, I can say, you're Shokha b'Rishuti Mabayit. That's the Kiddush. So Amar Rabashi, Ashley, look into the Rav Yosef and Zivri Yaakov. Now that we find the price according to Rav Yosef, according to everyone, the Rabbi Namir lo Tukma, Kitanai. Right? Why don't we, why do we have to explain it as Machokas Tanayim according to a Rabbi? We don't have to explain it according to Rav Yaakov. Why? Mitzvah Isha Rabbi Shmuel, Seifan Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Now only Rabbi Shmuel could be the author, Rabbi Kiva can't be the author because Rabbi Kiva never had Patur, Rishuddha Yachid, according to Rabbi. Right? So the only way it could be is that Rabbi Shmuel, who's in the racist case, is Patur. So what are you going to do with the Seifa? The Seifa says Chayav. No, Meitzvei. So what are you going to do with the Seifa case?
It's
the time. Oh, it says, we said before, only because you dug for foundations, how love Lushin Chayav. When it's actually going to Arbuche Lushut Arabim. Expanded, right, into the Rishut Arabim a little bit, meaning that he extended itself, the foundations weren't really in the Rishu Terabim totally, they also extended into Rishu Terabim, and that is permitted. That's permitted. If you do a Lushin, that was considered societally correct, that even though you're digging foundations to protect or to dig the pits to, the ditches to create foundations for your house, so even though you took a little bit off Rishu Terabim, that was accepted public policy. But if you didn't do it for Lushin, you're going to be Chayat because it's really for Rishu Terabim. Okay. Now, maybe another price is a problem.
Interesting, a lot of my students.
Right. Well, it's got to be public policy, and it's got to do with that, whether that was accepted.
Even if someone is expanding their house or something, they use some of the public sidewalk or something.
The question, what the public policy is? Are you permitted on a sidewalk outside your house when you're doing construction to stage things? If you are permitted, then you would be patur. If you're not permitted, you've created a board. Do you shoot that, Rabbi?
I don't have a law here, but I know it's like in New York. If somebody falls on the sidewalk in front of your house because they're enticing, you're legally liable. Even though it's public property.
That's like Rabbi Shmuel. It's like Rabbi Shmuel's principle that even though there's shooter, it's Rishuta Rabbi in the sidewalk, but that Asana Katuv, Gilan Rishuta, that the town or the law places it into your responsibility and any Takala that's found, even if the sidewalk's off kilter. And the roots of the trees lift up the sidewalk, you are responsible for those areas that are outside your house. They place the culpability on you, even though it's Rishuta Rabin. Exactly, Rabbi Shmuel is like the principle over there. Right, make it. A chofer boar, Rishuta Yachid, Uptachod Rishuta Rabin. Someone digs a boar in Rishuta Yachid and then opens up Rishuta Rabin, Chayav. Rishuta Yachid, that's Muchal Rishuta Rabin, Patur. Now, Bishlamo, the Rabba, Kugur Rabbi Shmuel, hey, no problem, according to Rabba, we can explain all this. Why? Rishuta Rabin, Chayav. That's a Kuli Amma from the Rabba. Shute Yachid Patur, that's Rabbi Shmuel, no problem, Rabbi Yosef. Fishlam Rashi Rabbi Shmuel. According to him, Rashi could be Rabbi Shmuel because he says Rabbi Shmuel holds that for Rishuta Rabbim is Chayav, as he gives it Patur. But now what are you going to do with the Seifa? Seifa says in Rishuta Yachid Patur. Rishuta Yachid Patur. We don't have anybody who says Patur according to Rabbi Yosef and Rishuta Yachid. What are you going to do? Well, Seifa Mani, Lord Rishuta Rabbi Kiva, I'm going to call for the Ushin. Digging four foundations in Zivri Yaakov, no problem. We know there is a case of Tua Pator in Rishu Ziyachid. That's when you're digging for foundations. So explain this right, though, that is the case where you're digging for foundations. And you can only call it to Rabbi Shmuel.
Also, the Raya Poli tried to connect in Tamachos. Isn't it strange? If they really want to teach, if the two brides are really talking about some Barbashas Rabbi Chayav or not, like Tamachos, why would it give you a situation with Tirish Ziyachid in Tirish Ziyachid? It doesn't seem clear that there's something deeper here than just talking about the Bar Bishus Arabim.
Wait, but there's a case, right. The case is that Brisa is only talking about that stuff, talking about a case of digging foundations. We infer from the foundation that it's Chayav. So then you have to know what the case of foundation is in order to infer. And that's what they're just trying to figure out. Is foundation mean all in the Shuddha Yachid? Does the foundation mean that you're allowed to take, clip off a part of the Shuddha Yachid for your foundation?
Right, so
I don't think
it's
right. It's all a deal. So you have to know what the case of the Braise is. Okay? Now, turn up on him. Chafar upatach umasar l'rabim patur. If a person digs a bore and opens it up, I don't know why the word patach here, it's not clear why he has to have a patach, umasar l'rabim, then he gives it over to the rabim, patur. Chafar upatach v'lo masar l'rabim, he doesn't give it over to the rabim, chayav. Right, then he's chayav. What's the case? As an example, v'chein min agoshon nechunya chofer baros shichinu marot. This is the minhag of Nechunya, who used to dig borot, tichin, umarot, she'achofer u'poteach moshe l'rabim. He used to dig them and give them to rabim. Why? What did they do?
Shamok.
What did
they do?
Okay, fine. What did they do? Shut rabim. Shamok chamim b'davar amru kayim ze halacha zu. That he kept his halacha. It says halacha zu b'tul da'od. This halacha and nothing else. Le'im af halacha zu yiv mekayim. What did he do? He used to go around and as a public help, he went ahead and he dug borot and shut rabim so the olei regalim could have water and places to drink when they came up. So he created public wells or public water sources, and he does them in the Rishut HaRabim. So even though technically he's creating a for Rishut HaRabim, the fact is that he's doing it with Tovat HaRabim, because he's giving it over to Rabim. He's not keeping it for, he's not doing it for his own personal benefit. He's taking it as part of a public health in order to create boros or wells or water to be available for the Rishut HaRabim. In that case, because it's almost like the Good Samaritan law. And if you go to do something good, we're not going to make you, right, there's a law that if a person goes to help someone else, and in the course of helping them, they do some damage, but we don't make them culpable, because then nobody's going to be a good person and try to help out. So what do we say? We say if a person's intent is positive, and they're not going beyond their, what should be the scope of what they can do, if they're intending to help, we don't make them culpable. So it's over here. A person is intending to help, intending to do good for the public, we're not going to make them culpable for the creation of a boor b'shut rabim, when the whole point of the boor is for the rabim, and it only helps the rabim. That's the case here. Now,
I remember it was because they were surrounded by patim, but that weren't for protection.
Patim for carrying the ability to carry.
Exactly. I'm wondering if the person that they had over there, it was clearly because it was in Indian carrying, but maybe also.
Shaul is making a nice point. I'll read you the next agadah, and then maybe we'll make a point like you just said over here, something like that. Right, there was a case where the daughter of Nechunya fell into a boar. She was stuck in a boar. They came to Rav Chanina Dosa. His daughter is in the boar. But, you know what's going on? Is she still alive or not? They didn't know. She was too far down, very deep. They didn't know what happened. Sharbi Shon Amar Lehem Shalom. First hour he said she's fine. Shneer Amar Lehem Shalom. Second hour she said she's fine. Because he said she knew she could survive for the first 2 hours. By the third hour, if she was really there in the water and stuff, she wouldn't survive. Shlishit Amar Lehem Altat. She's definitely out. Amrullah Mielacha. So they said, Wahu Mielich, right? Who took you out? Amar Lehem Zachar Shal Rechalim Nizdamim. He said, Zachar Shal Rechalim, basically a chamor. Came, right, and took me out. The Zakena Khan money go. And there's one Hunzo gentleman that was taking it. Rashi says it's Eloshel Yitzchak. And Avram Avinu came to help him out. Why? So the Marashua and the Maral over here both describe that, right? Akedah Yitzchak is omeid, right? The Schut HaTzibur, anytime there's a Tzara. That's the idea that Akedah Yitzchak comes to the rescue. Tosfos brings another version of the Gadot over here. It was actually Zakein Achad was not Avraham Avinu, but rather a Zakein of Chanina ben Dosa, a Zakein that looked like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and that's who took her out. Which would make sense in the context of the story. Amar lo, Navi ata, Lezitim, how did you know she's out? She said, Amar lehem, lo Navi Anochi, lo Ben Navi Anochi, I'm no Navi. Elakach Amarti. This thing that this tzaddik takes care of digging boros for the rabim, that his chosen will be damaged by it. Over here it says tzaddik mitzayerbo. In the Gemara Yevamot it says tzaddik mitzaseikbo, that he deals with, not mitzayerbo, but mitzaseikbo. Now listen to the next part of the Gemara. Amri b'racha b'bikein meitzbeno b'tzama. Right, his son died of thirst. So even though he was chofer baros, right, dealing with water, creating water for the public, he was dead. So shenamar usvivav nisara me'od. So the real term of usvivav nisara me'od is around Hashem. There's a tempest, right? There's a huge storm around him. Gemara's medayek is learns the word as not instead of se'ara with a samek, meaning that a tempest, but rather se'ara like se'ar, like hair. The major kadosh baruch hu mitadek im usvivav akidu kuchut se'ara. Those that surround a kadosh baruch hu, they tell me to come in. Hashem takes out of them even like a hair's breadth. if they do something wrong, even slightly wrong, Hashem pays punishment out on them. Rabbi Nechunya Amar Mehalcha. Kel Narat Yisod Kedoshim Rabbah, Benora Al Kol Tzeviyav. That Hashem is right with the elevated, or Kadosh, with those that are around him. Benora, fear is Al Kol Tzeviyav. But Nora, that doesn't mean necessarily Tzeviyav. But who are Tzeviyav? The Tzadikim. Benora, fear is caused by, right, by the fact that he takes care, that he kills, or he punishes Tzeviyav, those that are Talmidei Chachamim. So again, these are, first of all, these two halachos, in Tichut Musar, Rishon Levitz spends a lot of time on this idea, that those that are Bnei Torah have to be held to a much, much higher standard. You see this, that here, and it gives many examples throughout Shas, right, to Tchanemi Ben Tzrajom, and his daughter and his wife, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu held them to accountable to even to the slightest, right, deviation from that which it is. And that's true of Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah walk around who are exemplifying Torah, who are excellent Torah, they're going to be held much, a much higher level of accountability. Right? And that's important, that if we are a scheme of Torah, and if we represent Torah in people's eyes, that we also have to hold ourselves to a much higher standard. The second question, which you have to deal with, is what happened here? Right? Before we just said, well, that the thing that he did, that Nechunya, the digger Boro did, can't be hit as Zera. And then we bring right after that a proof that it did hit his Zera. And that proves that Hashem punishes Kitzchut Zara. So that doesn't that undermine what you said before. So Tosfos over here says, and Tosfos and Yevama seems to say the same thing, is that Yishomar Mekomo Olam Ba'otot Davar Atzmo Lo'ira Yishel. He dug Boro, so he didn't follow Gobor. Oh, he dug, so he died of thirst. That's not, he provided water, but that's not what he did. So Maharal clarifies that. The Maharal has a very nice idea here. And this, he says it in two parts. But he says, first of all, this is what I was hinting to when Shaul said, oh, maybe they put something around it, is that he did. What did this individual, Nechunya, the digger of Boros, what did he do? He dug Boros. It was for the public good. But some people did get hurt there. Right? Despite the fact that he did it for the public good, and he was intending for goodness, but yet when he did not put up a boundary, did not protect around it, there were occasions when people fell in there. And even though he's patur, and even though he did it for the public good, he still caused pain and anguish to other people. So that's exactly what the point is here, right? What's the point? He was protected when it came to the four because that was the good that he did. He protected it. But when it came to in the end, he did cause other people tzar. That's kichut tzara. Ah, why? One or the other.
She should have got killed.
So that's it. That's what the Maharal says. The first case was with his daughter, and then with his son, and that's
As good a thing as it is, there's danger, so you gotta.
Right. So that's the Maharal differentiates, and he says a little like you were suggesting before, Joel, which is that what did he do? It says that which he's mis'afik and mis'tire for. What did he do? What he did was dig the board. He didn't put the water there. Who put the water from Hashem? That's what it is. He was protected from the digging part.
Not the water.
Right. Not the water, which was the Sameh, because he didn't put the water there. And that's where it's Chutzara. You get both aspects of it, right? Because he did good and there was some bad. And that's the Nidakhtek Chutzara. Punishment by Mayim, not by the four. Alright, so we'll continue here. It's nice to Marah, very nice Marah. Alright. Arbi Chanina, Solo Mera Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatran. Who? Yvatru Chayav. Anybody says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives up or lets things go, right? He gives up on his own might. Hashem accounts for everything. Everything you have to be accounted for. Hashem is Marich Apayim and not Erech Af. Right? So what does that mean? Erech Apayim is Tzadikim Ulu Rishayim. Meaning that when Hashem is Marich Af, it's both for the Tzadikim and for the Rishayim. Meaning that the way Rashi learns it over here is that, right, whether it's when he's Marich Rogat, when Hashem extends His anger, it's not just for Tzadikim, it's also for the Rishaim. Right? Aval, that Joseph learns, no, that he's Marich Af for the Tzadikim and giving them reward, and Marich Af by the Rishaim and punishing them. And that's what we always say, right? The Tzadikim wait for the Tzadikim to come back, so they get punished now, so that they can have their Olam Haba, and the Rishaim extends His Af to give them all the goodness of Olam Hazeh, in order to, that they lose their Olama Abba.
The implication of the plural is that it's not the same way. It's like two
different. In this case. Alright. Tarabana, Loisa Keladam, Rishut Tol Rishut Arabim. Person shouldn't clear out rocks from his Rishut and dump them in the Rishut Arabim. Why? Matabah Adam Achashem, Sakel Rishut Tol Rishut Arabim. He's throwing rocks, clearing out his field, and throwing to Rishut Arabim. Matzo Chasid Achad, one Chasid comes by and says, Baram Alo. Reka. you awful person, you empty person, you boor, right? The pure person without results. Why are you throwing something out of property that's not yours into a property that's yours? He laughed at him. Why did he laugh? He became poor and he had to sell his field. And he was laughing along that Rishut Rabim, and he's falling over those rocks that he threw out there. Amar Yafei Amar Liyotu Chatzi. That Chatzi was right. In the end, it may not be yours. He's going to sell the property, and that's it. The Rishut Shalcha, the Rishut Rabim will always be yours, and it's going to be your problem. It's going to come up and be an issue for you. Okay, next mission. Achover Bor Rishut Rabim, Venafalo Tocho Shor or Chomor Chayav. Takes a boar in Rishut Rabim, and as Shor Chomor fall into it, he is Chayav. Echad Achover Bor, Shiach Umera Charitim V'Ni'itim Chayav. We take a boar, shiach, me'arach, haritim, nitzim, chayav. We'll see in the Gemara what's the difference between all of these. In all these cases, you are chayav. Im kein, lama nemer, boar. So why does it start right boar? For you're chayav for all these different obstacles or different types of pits. Why does it say boar? Mar boar, sheish bo kdei la'mita sarat fachim. Ma'fu yish bo kdei la'mita sarat fachim. Only chayav for mitat ashur and akamor. If it's 10 fachim deep. 10 fachim is enough to kill. If it's less than 10 fachim, you're not chayav if the animal dies over there. You're patur, because that he is not enough to kill a shor and chamor. If he died there, that's because he's weak, not because you killed him. Right? The muzak both chayav. But if he's damaged, then you are responsible for damage. A boar less than 10 tefachim is able to damage, not kill. Once you get to 10 tefachim, he's able to kill, and you'll be responsible for killing the animal in there.
It's an obstacle other than a boar.
Okay, that's a good question. Right now, we'll deal with it. Very good. Good question. I'm Rav. Borsh cheva korav lechablo velo lehavato. That when the Torah says you're chayav by a boar, it's not because of the impact on the ground. It's got to do with the fact that when you're in the boar, the hevel, the air, the quality of the air there, whatever, the experience of being in the boar is what weakens the animal, and that's what kills the animal, and that's what damages the animal. Alma kazavar chavata karko longhu demaskele. When he hits the ground, you didn't do that. Right? You didn't do that when you hit the ground. That's karkola. That's the property of the world. Shmuel Amar Lablo, Bokochke, and the Chabatol. Shmuel disagrees and says, no, that, yes, you are responsible for the air quality or the damage of the air quality, but you're also responsible for the impact. So, Vim Vitalmar, the Chabatol, Amra Torah, for both of Rav and Shmuel say that you're Chayav by Hebel. Why don't you say the Torah only is Chayav for the impact? Below Lablo, a Torah is Dala for, Bafilu Malay Tzvogim. Who says the case in the Torah that says a boar, right? On Sugim Shel Semer, it doesn't say you what's inside the boar. It could be that there's a bunch of cotton inside the boar, right? Or a wolf, an animal that's a soft landing, and nevertheless you're still chayav. Now, my benayu, oh, what's the difference between them? Shaul, you were just asking this, right? Ike benayu, David Gova, Rishut Rabin. That he makes a, right? He makes some sort of mound in the Rishut Rabin. The Rav, a Gova, no mechayim. Right? The Rav, you're only chayav because the hevel only comes when you are. Right, inside the boar, meaning that when you're in the depth of the boar. The Shmuel, Agav and Amim Chayav, because the impact, right, that he caused by tripping over this mound, you'll be Chayav. Now, I would say my time with the Rav, Damar Krav and Afal, says that you'll fall, Ajipol Nerech Metzilah. And so you fall. Fall means down. That's what he called falling. Falling up, or going on or something, and tripping, that's not called falling. So Shmuel, Nafal Todo Mashma. No, Nafal means that you trip, anything that causes you to stumble, that's called falling. That's also points out over here. Now, it has to be, when you trip over the mound, that you land on the ground, outside of the mound that's created. Even Rav would agree that if you trip on the mound and you hit the mound, right, that you are chayav. Because Rav agrees that Avnosa Kino Masa'o Bishut Rabin that does damage, you're chayav. Why? Because you impacted on those items. So when you impact on those objects, then you're chayav, because you created the impact zone. But here, man is dirt. Anything that you've created, any boar that you've created in Shutra Bain, you're responsible for the impact that you create on that. But when you go, when he trips over the mound and lands on Karka Olam, then you didn't create that impact zone.
You created the airspace.
Right.
You left the ground as it was.
Exactly. When you dig the boar, or when you trip over a mound and you land on the ground afterwards, right. That's not you. But Rabbi would be when you hit the mound, at least, maybe, you should be Chayav. And that's why Tosafot says, why can't you make this, I won't get into it. Tosafot has a very interesting case over here, but we're running a little late on time. If you want to see it in Lishmol, he discusses an interesting case. It's not. Imkein, lama nemar bor, ma bor sheish bo lekei lamita sarat fachim, ma pish bo lekei lamita sarat fachim. Bish lishmol, well, first one makes sense. Af kol, that's who you gofa. What does it mean, kol? Kol means include a case of up, not just down. Al rav, al kol, that's who you mai. So let's see, charitim and itin, They include these other types of borot. Merces, karyusim, nisim, vehejit, kind of. They're explicit in the mission. What do you mean, kol, to include them? Snaib, hasim, refarish. That's exactly what it says. The mission says kol, to include them, and it explains to you what it's including. So now, refarish. Rani, kulu, gani, lamali. Why do we need all these types of cases? What's the difference between them? Shrika, the itan of boar. What is a boar? Having mean a boar, asarahu, the itbe havlo. A boar that's 10 fucking deep has hevel in it. That's why it damages. Why? Mishum de katin ukricha. Right? That it's round and narrow, deep. It's deep, narrow, and round. And therefore, what? Therefore, it is, has hevel in it. About shiach, darich. Shiach is like a dish. Right? It's a long dish, so it's very long. Aim of a thoroughly for abla. Maybe even when it's a third fucking deep, it would not have hevel in it. Beat on a shiach, have a mean a shiach, a sarahu, deep, be abla. Because it has 10 deep and it's long, mishum de katin, because it's narrow. Even though it's long, it's very narrow, and that's why there's hevel in there. Aval mi'arad and rabah. Right? That a cave which is squared out and has a large area in it, aim of a thoroughly for abla. Maybe there's no hevel there because it's a large airspace.
There's no question
that not. What?
No question that not, not mishum.
Right. Well, Shmuel also, you have to explain what the difference between each of these items is.
But
Shmuel
doesn't seem to be different.
No, Shmuel doesn't have the problem of a pole, that's who he might. But he still has to explain why the mission enumerates all these different types. Why is it not obvious from once you have four that these are here? So I think Shmuel also has to explain this issue. If he had written cave, a cave has havala with 10, why? Mishum to metalo, it has a roof over it. About karitzin, the lo metalale, we don't have karitzin, they don't have a roof. Ema ba asarale, tu aflo. Right, but it comes to then, fuck him, they don't have hevel, because it's open, and it's squared out, so maybe there's no hevel. But he's not a karitzin, ava amina karitzin asarale, uti tu aflo. Should be like a little revink, come in the hell, same as tatai, because they are, tops and bottom are straight, they're all the same size. Ava meitzin, the revink, come in the hell, same as tatai. A meitz works like this, it opens, expands, the top is wider than the bottom. You say that allows air to flow in. Emir Masara Leit Behu Habla. Kamash Mohan, in all these instances, you are going to be Chayab, despite the difference in their dimensions or their build. In all these cases, you are Chayab. Which is better than
What's up
over here at this point? I'm going to start the next mark of the Mishnah, but I think we're out of time.